Well, it's the chipmunks that have been in our garden all summer. But I think they're different than the pocket gopher. I don't know for sure.
There's the pocket gopher too. That's different than the chipmunk, yes.
Okay. What do you call a kind of bird that bores holes in the bark so it can eat insect grubs inside the bark? What kind of bird is that?
Woodpecker does a lot of that.
Yeah, that's so the first thing that comes to your mind usually is. In the spring, a lot of times you can hear, especially around a pond, you hear a lot of sort of amphibian type animals making noise. What kind of animals are those?
Well, they're frogs.
Yeah, that's all I was looking for is frogs. Are there different kinds of frogs that you know?
Not too many different ones around here. We have that real large frog known as the bullfrog.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the what they call a green frog used for food, for eating.
Well, I've heard of tree frogs too, but yes, I don't know what they are.
It's a tree frog.
What's the thing that's like a frog that's supposed to give you warts?
A toad.
Okay. I noticed there's a sign in this, I guess, two houses down about some kind of a thing it used for bait for what do you call those things that maybe dig up out of the garden?
I don't know whether their sign says fish worms or night crawlers.
Night crawlers.
Is there a difference between the two?
There's a difference in size.
Okay.
Night crawler is much larger than a regular fish worm.
Okay. Fish worm is your normal term though, for
yes.
A small one.
Yes.
Okay. What do you call a kind of insect that has, you find it around the water a lot of times, it either appears to be standing still or it's going really fast. And it is a fairly large insect that sort of hovers over the water.
Could it be a dragonfly?
Do you know of any other name for it?
No, I don't.
You never heard snake feeder or?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Would that be a local term?
I doubt it. It's
not if you know it too. It's been snake feeders. They've been called snake feeders here from the time I was a kid.
Okay. So that would be not an abnormal thing for you then?
No, it wouldn't.
Okay. If you have a sweater like this, it's got a couple holes in it. You might suspect I've got a problem with
moths.
Okay. That's what I was looking for. I wore the sweater especially. The kind of bug that glows in the dark is
Well, we usually say lightning bug,
yes.
But you call fireflies too.
Okay. Do people say firefly around here?
No,
yes.
They say lightning. Oh, maybe.
They use.
Do they?
You use both terms.
Is there a difference between the two terms that you? You seem to think that firefly is sort of correct, but lightning bug is what you say. Is that accurate or?
I'd say either one is accurate.
Okay. How about different kinds of insects that sting? What are some different kinds of insects that sting?
We have the wasp, regular honeybee, bumblebee, yellow jackets.
Where is the yellow
jackets? Hornets.
Where's the yellow jackets nest?
Yellow jackets like to build their nests in ditches, ditch banks and so forth. Not a very conspicuous place, and the person might stumble onto them and get stung by many of them before he realizes what he's run into.
How about a hornet? What is a hornet like?
What is the hornet like?
Yeah, what does its nest look like?
They build theirs out of this wood pulp. They have kind of a cone-shaped
mm-hmm.
nest.